what do you think would be a more, I guess, responsible and humane response to trying to deal with people who are coming into the country and, you know, giving a fair assessment of the situation, maybe in contrast to what you feel they're getting right now? Yeah, I guess. Has there been some discussion, maybe amongst the group known as Legal or the immigration working group around sort of alternative approaches to the way we are handling people who are coming to the country?
I think that that's a very complex issue, and I think that people are always like, well, what do you suggest? What about people who have the plague coming from other countries? What are we supposed to do with them? And I suppose my stance is always that how can people be illegal? And how can, like, it just doesn't make sense to call anyone illegal because they exist and they need a place to be. And so, and I think that it's really difficult for people to get that, to understand that, because we're fed this really xenophobic, crazy, crazy paranoid view of the world today, and that, like, anyone who is brown from another country who knows how to fly a plane is a terrorist. And I think that's really dangerous. So I think really I would just like to see everyone who's in this country to be given citizenship. And I don't think we need as strong security as we do right now. Like, I don't see it as effective. Most people who are released from detention are either just deported because they don't have lawyers to help them out, or they're released and given citizenship, so there was no problem with them to begin with. So I don't really see the need for any of this.
I'm just wondering, what would you like to see happen at a broader level, particularly within Guelph? Given that this debate, particularly with regards to the detention center, seems to be coming up rather speedily in terms of, you know, they're looking at assessing the building to see if it would be ready to open as a detention center again. What would you like to see in terms of public discourse in this community?
I think it's really important that both Brenda Chamberlain, our MP, and our newly elected MPP, Liz Sandals, actually address the issue of what it means to be illegal and why people are illegal. And I mean, it's something they're going to avoid. And it's something that, like, the province can avoid, because they say that, like, it's a federal issue. And then the feds kind of avoid saying that it's, like, an issue of security. So it's kind of top secret and we can't talk about these things. And I think that's the thing, is I think there needs to be discourse about what the actual laws are, and not whether it's fiscally responsible to have a detention center, and not whether or not it's going to provide jobs for people, because I just think it's a brutal thing to turn labor against immigrants who generally compose the labor force. And I think that it's just really gross what's happening right now. It's quite divisive, and so I think that just discourse around what our laws actually are, and why people are being detained, and why is it a good thing? Like, why is it something that we're really proud of? Because those are, like, words of pride coming from Liz Sandals' mouth about how great this is going to make Guelph, and how it's going to be a, you know, country-renowned place because we're going to have a detention center. And I don't understand why it would be, you know, hey, we have a big jail that houses people who haven't committed any crimes. Like, great, our city's on the map. I think that's a really ridiculous way to look at it.
Great. I'm wondering if you want to describe maybe some resources that are available to people that want to find out more about some of the work that No One Is Illegal is doing, as well as some of the events that are coming up very soon in Guelph, where some of this information is going to be available and some action is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not part of the No One Is Illegal collective. However, there's pretty active groups in both Montreal and Toronto that I know of. And you can do an internet search on them. So No One Is Illegal. in your Yahoo. But currently, I think No One Is Illegal in Montreal is doing a lot of stuff with non-status Algerians who have been are now in the process of being deported. And most of these people have been here, just to give you background, because I think it's quite telling of Canadian policy. A lot of these people have been here for 8 to 10 years, and they fled a really volatile situation in Algeria, and they've worked and contributed a great amount to Canadian labor force, and they speak French and live in Quebec, and so they have the common language thing, which is one of the criteria of Immigration Canada. And suddenly, when trade negotiations between Algeria and Canada got a lot stronger, Canada removed the moratorium on the deportation of these non-status people. And basically the moratorium was in place because Canada had deemed Algeria as a dangerous place for these people to go back to. But such are the effects of international trade that now, apparently, although the political situation hasn't changed, the trade situation has. And so Canada has had to say that yes, Algeria is a safe place for these people to go back to, which it really isn't. So now people are in the process of deportation, and it's really sad to see, because this is a community that has organized itself, and with the help of No One Is Illegal as allies who are able to do support work for them. And they're a really strong community, but I think it's just so demoralizing to see all this, like the struggle just, you know, all these people being deported now. It's brutal. So that's No One Is Illegal in Montreal, far away from here. And in Toronto, they're doing a lot of work too. In Guelph, currently we're mounting a campaign against the Wellington Detention Center. So there's going to be on Friday, the event is a speaker, Matthew Behrens, I believe, and he's going to be talking about the five Muslim men under the national security certificates. So he's going to be here. He's the national coordinator of the Campaign to Stop Secret Trials in Canada. And that's on Friday, October 17th, tomorrow at 7 p.m. in McKinnon 233. And after that, there's going to be a planning meeting for anyone who wants to plan some events that we've already pre-organized a bit. The big one is an action on October 31st, and that's in solidarity with the Homes Not Bombs and Task Confront CSIS stuff on Halloween. So basically, there's going to be a bunch of people going to Ottawa. From Toronto, Montreal, and all over to confront CSIS and basically spy on CSIS. And we're going to do something in solidarity with that, yet to be planned. So come out to that talk, and then if you come out, you can come to a meeting and we can discuss what we're going to do. But definitely we're in the preliminary stages of organizing, so we welcome everyone to come out and do stuff. And I guess we just see it as really important to push the no detention centers, because detention centers, you know, they mean people are being detained, and we don't think people should be detained. So we're definitely pushing that point of view, because it's not the point of view that is heard in a public discourse as of late. And we just don't think that the normalization of detention should occur.
Great. Well, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.